Well, what are you watching on cable TV? Sure, there are the shows everyone's always talking about, like Big Love, Mad Men, or True Blood. But what about Lifetime's Drop Dead Diva, in which Deb Dopkins, an aspiring model who's a bit short in the brains department, meets an untimely death in a car crash? Deb is sent back from heaven to inhabit the body of Jane. Are you following this? So Deb Dopkins finds herself in the body of the recently deceased, intelligent, but oh horrors, overweight lawyer.
Miss Dopkins, I'm Fred. I'm your gatekeeper.
Why do I feel bloated?
Your soul entered a recently vacated vessel.
No, no, no. I'm going back to sleep. And when I wake up...
Her name, now your name, is Jane.
She wears a brooch. Nobody under 50 wears a brooch.
Oh, they do. Drop Dead Diva scored high ratings for Lifetime in its debut in 2009 and was just renewed for a third season, one of about 1,462 original shows that basic cable will spend about $23 billion on, almost double the number of shows 5 years ago. That's according to reporter Amy Chozick, who's been writing about this surge in cable programming for the Wall Street Journal, and she joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us what you're saying. Is cable replacing broadcast?
Well, I think that especially with this broadcast season, you saw not a real big breakout hit. And so people are taking a look at these shows on cable and saying, hey, is this a different way of doing things?
Yeah. Well, and of course, we know that there are the water cooler shows, as we mentioned, like Mad Men. But there are a lot of shows on basic cable, more under the radar. Let's take a look at, the USA Network. Really successful with original shows. They had Monk, but now they have Burn Notice, White Collar, and Royal Pains. Royal Pains stars Mark Forestine and Paul Costanzo as brothers Hank and Evan Lawson. Their dad is Henry Winkler, our favorite. The brothers run Hank Med, a concierge medical practice among the wealthy in the Hamptons. Hank the doctor, Evan in charge of the business side. And as we hear in this scene, Evan always quick to jump in when prospective clients don't quite understand.
He's a concierge doctor.
He'll check our vitals, then book us dinner and a show.
It means he will respect our privacy.
Yeah, Hank Med invented discretion, man. We're just, too discreet to publicize it.
So, Amy, you visited the set. How, in seeing the set, does it illustrate how cable is different from broadcast?
Yeah, Royal Pains is a great example. I mean, USA has used its huge success with Burn Notice to launch all these other shows. And Royal Pains, of course, takes place in the Hamptons with these lush, beautiful landscapes. So I went to their studio in Brooklyn, which is made to look
I just have to say, for people who aren't from New York, the Hamptons and Brooklyn, like two different places. And so they maybe have some of the scenes from out in the Hamptons on Long Island, but they're doing this all on a set in Brooklyn.
Exactly. I actually asked producers, could I come lay here in February, because it so felt like you were at the beach. They had huge lights beaming down that, looked like natural sunlight, and they had a backdrop of the ocean, and it was absolutely lush and beautiful. And so when you see that Hamptons estate, that's some cost savings there. It's going on in Brooklyn.
And how else do the cable shows save money? Because that's what they're known for.
Each episode of a broadcast drama typically costs about $4 million. Of course, there's the more expensive episodes, the plane crash in Lost or something like that, that can get into the double-digit millions. But a typical broadcast drama, 1 hour, one episode, $4 million. And cable makes do with about $2.5 million per episode. So, for instance, Leverage is on TNT. When there's a scene where the main character, Timothy Hutton, is in a car with another character, they will just put the digital camera in the car and let them go drive off, and the director can be back at the set shooting something else. So that would save time and money.
Well, you point out a number of these shows have been rejected by the networks because they appeal to such a niche audience. But isn't that exactly why cable wants them?
Exactly. Broadcast networks, still see themselves as the big tent. A show isn't even considered a hit on broadcast unless it gets 11 million viewers. So that has to be pretty broad. And so a show like, for instance, Sons of Anarchy was maybe too male for a network. Drop Dead Diva, Fox, rejected that, possibly because it was too female. And so cable networks are able to build these very loyal followings by honing in on these niches.
Well, you mentioned Sons of Anarchy on FX. It centers around an outlaw motorcycle club in Northern California. It's violent. It deals with gun trafficking, arson, there's gang rape, to mention just a few things. Let's listen to a scene. This is Katie Sagal, and remember her, of course, from Married with Children on Fox. In Sons of Anarchy, she plays the club's matriarch, telling her son about the family's strength.
I came through hell, landed on my feet. Your father was hit by a goddamn semi, dragged 178 yards, and that bastard lived for 2 more days. Tellers do not die easy.
No, we just die bloody.
Well, Amy, this is an example of someone like Katie Sagal, what, thinking she has more freedom at Cable? I mean, you know, Ray Romano said that.
Well, definitely. I mean, Cable doesn't have to adhere to the same strict rules as broadcast, so there is a little bit more leeway in language and skin and things like that. But also, there's just fewer executives kind of dictating how the story progresses. These cable shows, you know, they get talented people that they trust, and the executives kind of say, go for it.
Well, I mentioned Ray Romano. His show is TNT's Men of a Certain Age. He's older. Here in a scene with Ray Romano and his co-stars Scott Bakula and Andre Brower in a diner, Ray's character is complaining about the fact that his eyes are going as he ages. Let's listen.
A blurry? Total blur. Nope. Okay, right here. It's not blurry anymore, but now it's too far away that I can't read it. I'm never going to know what it says on a ketchup bottle.
It's ketchup. What are you going to know about it?
What if it's medication, wondering?
Take it.
This is a perfect example of a show that would never get made if it wasn't for cable. And actually, Ray Romano, who had such success on CBS with Everybody Loves Raymond, talked to CBS about doing another show, but they wanted it to be a half hour and they wanted it to be a comedy. And he just thought, well, you know, I want this to be darker there. It does have comedic moments, but it's pretty dark. And so he found a place on TNT to do that.
Yeah.
You just see that broadcast networks, because there are such high stakes, they've become very risk averse. Lone Star, a show on Fox that critics loved, was pulled after 2 episodes because it couldn't find an audience. I think cable gives series more time to grow and more time for an audience to find them, which is important now when we have a million different things competing for our attention. So that time to grow is something that a series, especially one that's trying something different, that's a little bit outside the box, really needs.
That's Amy Chozick of The Wall Street Journal. We've been talking about the explosion, the number of programs created for cable. Amy, thank you.
Thanks so much.